Okay, let's see where we're at. So does anybody want to dispute that New York has a substantial relationship to the parties or the transaction, or there's some other reasonable basis for designating New York law? Any objections that New York at least has some reasonable basis? What, by the way, would be that substantial relationship between New York, the chosen law, and the parties or the transaction here? Yeah, and the will was drafted in New York, so sure, there's definitely a substantial relationship. The difficult part here comes in part number two, just like we saw in the cases we had in the contract section, and that is whether or not this provision allowing her to, whether New York law is contrary to some fundamental public policy of French law, embodied in French law, and whether France ultimately has a materially greater relationship and, in fact, the most significant relationship with the parties in the transaction at issue here. So let's start by identifying what is the policy at issue? What is the difference between New York law and French law that maybe, possibly, she actually was looking to get around when she drafted this thing or had this thing drafted that way? That's right. French law recognizes a right of forced heirship, whereas New York law allows you to disinherit your children pretty much at will, right? Okay. Good news for me, as my children spent my whole morning in my office with me, so better news for them, my lawyer was not present. Okay, so the question is whether or not this idea or this concept of forced heirship is actually fundamental to the public policy of France, and then again, also whether or not the French relationship with this dispute is greater than the New York relationship. Let's start by just talking about whether or not we think France has a materially greater relationship with the dispute. It, in fact, is the most significant relationship, as that term is used, and then maybe we don't have to fight about whether or not this is a fundamental public policy. Okay. So what do you think, those of you who are advocating for the application of French law here? Can you make an argument that France has a materially greater relationship to this dispute, this will, this transaction, than New York? Yeah. She was born and died in France. She was born there, sure. She ended up dying there, and she was a citizen there for some time, right? Other relationship France has here? I think you probably have to go a little bit further. Yeah.
The fact that she specifically wanted it to apply.
Well, she didn't pick French law. She picked New York law. She seemed to not want French law to apply. She actually executed the will in France, even though it was drafted in New York.
She was domiciled in New York for a good chunk of time, 30 years, I think. words. Thank you. his children, with whom it has no real meaningful relationship because those children have been with the other biological parent their entire lives, and he has stepchildren with whom it does have a meaningful relationship, and maybe have a meaningful reason for supporting the stepchildren, or still whatever children are with the family or something. So let's take a person who's kind of a solid nasty person, who has some good reason for why they're supposed to give that forced heirship to provide greater assets to someone other than her naked children. How might you, as a clever lawyer, try to get around the forced heirship provision?
Sorry.
person should have some citation right to do whatever they want with their property, including use of right of trial or to the state chooses. How is that interest rendered in this case?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
is the status of the property at the time of the gift. 4. Gifts make or willingly. The gifts that issue fear makes the dark side of the fear of God testament to our death.
Yeah. Sounds like it's a pretty good policy to my nation.
Because all of this litigation that we have, but not just because tells you, I have property in France, or I have property in Louisiana, rather, and by the way, a lot of it doesn't matter which one. Right away, you know he's got problems, right? If it's real property, you probably can't do that, and you've got to advise him as such. Because Louisiana doesn't really need help. But here's another practical problem. Apparently, whatever you did after something before you went to this property, you can't find that you're not like the formalities that he actually used to execute. That's so much of a thank you.